Elder Irma, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Sylvia?
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be something dynamic that you're going to be doing. God says that release and relief is on the way. I'm hearing God says for you to get on your mark, get set, go. God says that there's much on the inside of you. It's just like you have a storehouse on the inside of you. And God says that there's much that you're storing up that's ready to be birthed. I'm hearing God says that it's coming out, coming up, and coming out. God says he's stabilizing some emotions in this season. God says not to be quick to speak on some things. But then God says you do have a voice to be heard for his people. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be some recreation that you're going to be receiving because there are times when you need to relax. God says for you to just get a day to yourself. I'm hearing spa and massage. And God says that there's some people you're going to influence many. Don't fear being cast out in front of people. Because I'm hearing God says that he's going to push you out. I'm hearing something about spotlight. And God says that the light is going to shine on you. God says some things are going to be redeemed. Some things that were taken are going to be restored. Because I'm hearing God says restoration. God says something about plan a reunion. And that is the word of the Lord.
And just know, Sister Sylvia, woman of God, just know that the Lord is moving upon you in an unusual way. And you're going to begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord is going to do some new things for you, woman of God. And yet God says, I have you in a time of where I'm strengthening you. I'm strengthening your purpose. I'm strengthening your connection. And you're going to begin to find that you're going to have even a greater connection between your fellow man. And you're going to see it through compassion. You're going to see it through empathy. And yet God says, I'm bringing you into a time of unity that's going to allow you to come into recognition. And out of this, all that the Lord says that he's doing for you, Sister Sylvia, it's not even about emotions. It's about wisdom. It's about wisdom, what God is doing for you in this season. And yet, it seems as if you will see prejudice when you least expect it. But know that God says, I'm securing you and I'm protecting you. You might witness things. You might see things. But God says, you will pray and you will do less speaking. And you're going to see, woman of God, that the Lord says, I'm preparing you. Because the catalyst of where God is taking you at is preparing you for the next season. And you're going to see that God said he's going to equip you. And you're going to learn and you're going to grow. And you're going to see that the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you in an unusual way. For the Lord says, I'm going to show you much in this season. I'll show you much, but you'll speak less. You're going to see things on the left and you're going to see things on the right. Because the Lord said, I'm going to expose some things. But the Lord says, I have you on a path of healing. I have you, woman of God, on a path of growing. And you're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to have the ability to be able to communicate with others. And you're going to have the ability, Sister Sylvia, to begin to express yourself. For the Lord will say unto thee that prepare. Prepare. Because God says you're coming into a season of great truth. And even he says, be not concerned about family members. Know that God is pulling all things together. And even this fear, God says, I'm releasing the fear. I'm releasing the fear of even intimacy. I'm releasing some fears. And you're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to come into a greater season where I will do a new thing in thee because I'm going to reveal your deeper self. I'm going to reveal parts of you that you have never even known before. God says, be not afraid to even confront some things. Be not afraid to confront the things of the past. For the Lord says some things have been hiding from you, but God says you're coming into a season where they're going to be made known. Oh, hallelujah. Prepare for this season. Prepare. And yet, this loneliness, this feelings of alienation that tries to emerge, Lord says, no, that is not the case. but know that I am with thee, and I am leading you, and I have set you apart for such a time as now. I have set you apart. For this is a time when you're going to let go, and you're going to let God. You're going to let go, and you're going to let God. And yet you will understand who you are and why I have placed you here for such a time as now. And you're going to see great things opening up for thee. And the Lord says, you deserve your attention, and you're going to get your attention, because there's a shifting and there is a moving. Change, change, change. Even perhaps changing and relocating to another state or another city. I see much change around thee. The Lord said also, take us some classes surrounding therapy or psychology. And that is the word of the Lord, woman of God.
Amen and amen. And Prophet Santos, I am in so agreement with the words that have been spoken. For Father God says this is the season of new visibility and right visibility. Father God says don't look back and don't look forward, but he's going to cause you to master the now. And woman of God, I see you packing your bag for travel. I don't know if you've been planning a getaway or a cruise, yet I hear water is going to be very soothing to thy well-being. And I just hear Father God say fruitful new beginnings. God says show yourself friendly in this season, especially to family members. I see you ministering to women in the family, and I see a great blessing. And I so agree with the word of plan the family reunion. For Father God says this is the season where the family's coming up and out together in a corporate blessing. So Father God says don't look back and don't look forward. Just focus on the now. And that is the word of the Lord.
And just know, woman of God, that the Lord says your self-esteem is going to improve as well. And the question in this hour, and even as you lay down and rest tonight, the question is that you should be asking yourself, am I Sylvia Santos? Am I ready to play a leadership role in all that I do? Am I ready to move to the next level? That is the question. Am I ready to play a leadership role? And that's the word of the Lord.